coordinator, so it's like, you know, I've been going through this process, this defensive scheme for a while now, you know, and I'm still learning. What I need to do, how I need to get better at each call, and, you know, my role here on this defense. And so things are positive. You know, I feel good at, you know, what I've done so far within this past week, and you know, I can only get better and make the guys around me better. So
for a while, you were the veteran for a while. Now that Harrison comes in, does that take a little bit of the pressure off you a little bit to be the ring leader?
A little bit. But at the same time, I'm the veteran in the scheme, you know. And so there are times where, one, he may help me out with a technique, you know, or how to handle certain things, or, you know, how to escape a block, this and that. But at the same time, the way I'm helping him is, you know, with the plays, you know, where to line up and what to do, things like that. So, you know, we're both helping each other get better at whatever we need to get better at, whether it's, you know, making the plays or play calling or, you know, improving on techniques.
Has he brought anything to the table that you didn't expect?
No. Everything he's brought, you know, we all expect. You know, the leadership, the tenacity, his competitive nature. You know, most of the time it's about, you know, I'm just going to go through the motion because, you know, you don't want to get nobody hurt. But when it's time for him to flip the switch, it's not like you didn't know that was going to happen. Like, well, you know, he's a beast. So that's him, and, you know, he's just going to continue to, you know, to help this defense out. And, I mean, I can't wait to see what he does to the scrimmage today.
Some of the young guys, it seems like young linebackers, undrafted guys, seem to step up and show themselves. Is there anybody in the group this year, a pretty good group of young backers, college free agent guys this year?
You know, it's only been a week. You know, it's only been a couple of days in shoulder pads.
Right.
You know, guys like Emmanuel and Vontez, those guys only come around, you know, so very often. And so I think we got like four guys, you know, undrafted guys in the room. You know, everyone brings a certain each one has something special that they bring to the game and to the locker room, the linebacker room. So it's only in due time where, you know, they show what they really got, because, you know, we haven't had a live period in practice. We haven't had a chance to take down a running back or a receiver. So hopefully, you know, today we can see what they can do and what we all can do as a group, and, you know, hopefully improve from there.
How long, you know, Andy and AJ were talking about how long it took them to get the Houston game out of their mind. How about for you?
Me?
Yeah, how about for you? For that?
It was a while. I mean, it took time, you know. I mean, obviously, things like that are going to follow you everywhere you go. You know, whether you're watching them play and you're at home sitting because you're done for the season, or where there's someone is saying something, someone posted something, you read it, you know, things like that. It's going to jump in your mind, and it's going to be hard to forget. So, for me, I don't know. It took a couple months, and now it's time to get over it and worry about this year.